As the crisis in Syria continues, efforts are underway to resolve it. Kofi Annan, UN Arab League Special Envoy on Syria, is proposing the establishment of a special contact group, which would include countries with real influence on either side of the conflict.
If they could come together and look at the problems in a coldly realistic manner, so we are facing difficulties on the ground. We have common interests in the Middle East and in Syria. What do we do to get this plan implemented? And if it's not this plan, what do we do to bring about peace and political settlement to ensure that the region doesn't blow up? I shared with the council something a foreign minister in the Middle East told me. Said Syria is not Libya. It will not implode. It will explode and explode beyond its borders and cause real problems in the region that nobody wants. So if this group can really look at the issues and say, let's cooperate, and probably suggest a roadmap for the Syrians to consider and work really to steer everybody in the same direction, with those with influence on the government using their influence and those who can influence the opposition helping steer things forward, we may make progress.
Mr. Annan suggests that the group's purpose would be to make suggestions on how to resolve the Syrian conflict.
So if this group can really look at the issues and say, let's cooperate, and probably suggest a roadmap for the Syrians to consider and work really to steer everybody in the same direction, with those with influence on the government using their influence and those who can influence the opposition helping steer things forward, we may make progress.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon believes the idea is a valuable one, worth serious consideration.
There are many ideas in terms of participants, or in terms of venue, or in terms of objective. But as far as objective is concerned, this is to strongly support Joint Special Envoy Kofi Annan's mediating mandate by the Security Council. Then also to provide some ground, first of all, to stop all violence, and on the basis of that, stakeholders, very key stakeholders, limited numbers, can engage in political transitions.
The United Nations estimates that more than 10,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in Syria, and tens of thousands displaced since the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad began over a year ago. Jerry Adams, United Nations.